505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I have so much that I have to deal with this afternoon, including some absolutely priceless audio clips. And before I get on to that, let me share this with you. If you are looking to apply to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, you have a number of options for your preferred pronouns. So let me give them to you. Well, you might be thinking that you would like to work for the Kamala Harris campaign because you're crazy or you're a socialist or you're whatever you are. But anyway, so here's your choices. He, him. That would be mine because I am a he and a him. She, her. That would not be me because I'm not a girl. They or them. Well, you can't actually be they, them, believe it or not, because that's a plural. And you are one person. Now, you may have personality disorder where you think you have, you know, 9 different people living in your body. But okay. So he, him, she, her, they, them. Well, hang on a second. Now, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Z-Zem, X-E/X-E-M. But then you could also choose Z with a Z. So you could be Z with an X or Z with a Z. But the, Z-Zem, Z-Hear, Hire, H-I-R. Her? Hire? I don't know. Or I am. Oh, well, I am. Yeah, I am applying for this job, right? EY/EM. Oh, but wait, there's more. Here. HIR/HIR. Fair. The hell is that? Is it supposed to be fair? Like a carnival? And your last option is who? Who? I guess as if, you know, like if you have owls lining up to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, they would check the who as their preferred pronouns. I would like another option. And my option, I guess I can't really share that with. You can have a custom option. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll do that. My custom option is, are you freaking crazy? Give me a flipping break. Oh, I only get 2. Mm. All right. Is that considered one? Would that? No. All right. Well, anyway, if you did want to go to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, there you go. Those are your options for your chosen pronouns, which in the real world mean absolutely positively nothing. There is nobody in the real world who gives a crap whether you have decided you were this, that, or the other if you are applying for a job. What qualifies you for the job is your ability to do the job. Just moronic garbage. Speaking of moronic garbage, Kamala Harris delivered a speech today, obviously well rehearsed, and she was talking about economics. And what the speech proved is that she does not know anything about economics. Let me share with you, Germ, if you are ready. I know it's on another piece of equipment there at the Museum of Broadcast Equipment. Cut number 5.
To creating this opportunity economy is building up our middle class. The middle class is one of America's greatest strengths. And to protect it, then, we must defend basic principles, such as your salary should be enough to provide you and your family with a good quality of life. Such as, no child should have to grow up in poverty. Such as, after years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. To join a union if you choose. Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Because I strongly believe when the middle class is strong, America is strong.
Okay. Hey, how many zeros in a dignity? Well, you said that we would work and then we could retire with dignity. What does a dignity cost? Is that like a brand new 2024 dignity? Or do I have to look for one of those used dignities somewhere? Because what does that mean? And your job will pay you enough, your wages will be enough that you and your family can live well. Huh. Now, who the hell is going to define that for you? And who's going to promise that to you? Every job has to do that. That's what she said. And could I point something out? This same compulsive cackler who was just there has, at least in theory, been on the job for the last 4 years as vice president. How come you didn't do any of this stuff in the last 3.5, 4 years? What an absolute nincompoop. Oh, yeah, there's more. I'm gonna go by the Trump tax for a second, Germ, just so you know. We are, in her speech, that Americans have not seen any sort of economic progress during the last 3.5, 4 years. Isn't that something? She talks about prices for food and gas and rent and clothes and prescriptions all going up in the last 3.5 years. Well, you did that, madam, not me. Donald Trump didn't do that. You did that. And now all of a sudden you've decided, well, we'll just promise everything. You know where some of the most expensive housing is? Right. California. You know why? Because your regulations that you created while you were in office in California imposed outrageous restrictions. But now you're going to go in and fix them. The very garbage that you wrote and imposed for the people of the state of California, you're now going to go in and undo. Give me a freaking break. There's nobody, even the morons in that room, can't possibly believe the garbage that you are spewing forth. I have never in my life heard such crap. It is pathetic. But if we are doing free stuff and you're just talking out your behind, I want my flying car and I want it 100% powered with unicorn farts. Period. End of story.
That exploit crises and break the rules. And we will support smaller food businesses that are trying to play by the rules and get ahead. We will help the food industry become more competitive because I believe competition is the lifeblood of our economy. More competition means lower prices for you and your families.
One of the many things you're going to love about Lucky Road Run Shop is that they are going to make you feel so special and so unique because, well, you are special. You are unique. You've got a specific need when you go into Lucky Road Run Shop. Now, somebody may have told you about a brand. Like, for me, Heidi absolutely loves New Balance. Harry loves Brooks. I had been a New Balance guy, but when I went in there the last time, working with Jeff Van Horn, I said, I've heard about these the Hoka brand. Oh, very popular. And we tried a whole bunch of them. They weren't right for me, but you know what was? Asics. You cannot go into the mall and see the selection that they have at Lucky Road Run Shop. And make no mistake, if you go into one of those mall-type stores, all they want to do is sell you stuff like battery-operated shoelaces. They just want to up the ticket price. Not at Lucky Road. They want a relationship with you. That's why I've been a customer for more than 5 years. Great stores in Willow Lawn, Midlothian, Carytown, Fredericksburg, soon in Short Pump and online, LuckyRoadRunShop.com. LuckyRoadRunShop.com.
I will address in greater detail my plans to build an opportunity economy. And today, I will focus on one element that's on the minds of many Americans as they pay their bills at the kitchen table or walk the aisles of a grocery store, and that is lowering the cost of living.
A Plus Roofing, you need to be able to trust somebody
when you're talking about your roof for any number of reasons. Number one, it's a big investment. Absolutely. Number two, it's protecting your home from all the bad stuff, right? I know you like the rain and you might like the snow. You don't want it in your bedroom or your kitchen. So that roof has to be in good shape. The last thing you want to do is get up there on the roof. You don't know what you're looking for, and you're going to get yourself hurt. So you need folks you can trust. That's A-plus roofing. That's Billy Kane, his family, his team, the third generation of roofers at A-plus roofing. These guys are passionate about what they do. They establish long-term relationships. They are here, and they're going to be here. I have warned you that there are a lot of new people in roofing. Every year, somebody will buy a truck and declare that they're a roofer, and then the next year they're out of business. They've done a terrible job. Somebody has a warranty issue, and forget about it. I want you to know the truth before your roof. I want you to only deal with the people I deal with. A-plus roofing. 804-752-0008. 804-752-0008. Online, aplusroofing.com. aplusroofing.com.
As the price of housing has gone up, the size of down payments have gone up as well. Even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it often still is not enough. So in addition, while we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
Our forecast for the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center. Cloudy overnight. You could see a shower or thunderstorm rolling through. Overnight lows of 70. Tomorrow is Saturday. Mostly cloudy. Highs of 88. Sunday, cloudy with thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs of 87. Right now, 86 at Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station. News Radio, WRVA. 521. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yes, it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. Tobias sends a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, if you notice, all sorts of stuff about pronouns on the Kamala Harris website, but there's no policy anywhere. Well, I think it's because her policy is already widely available. If you'll go to Amazon.com and purchase yourself a copy of the Communist Manifesto, there you have it. You got it. Tim in Chesterfield. Jeff, did she promise a chicken in every pot? No, she did not. But she did promise pot in every chicken. Because the only people who could go along with this crap coming from her, clearly, are just stoned out of their ever-loving minds. Oh, we got cut number two. Cut number two on housing, which is cut number eight. Cut number eight, please, Germ.
We'll end America's housing shortage by building 3 million new homes and rentals. And we will make sure those homes actually go to working and middle class Americans, not just investors. Because, you know, some corporate landlords, some of them, buy dozens, if not hundreds, of houses and apartments. Then they turn them around and rent them out at extremely high prices. And it can make it impossible then for regular people to be able to buy or even rent a home. Some corporate landlords collude with each other to set artificially high rental prices, often using algorithms in price-fixing software to do it. It's anti-competitive, and it drives up costs. I will fight for a law that cracks down on these practices.
Are you sure you're going to do that? Because BlackRock, which is one of the largest corporate owners of houses, also is comprised of people who have donated billions of dollars to you and the rest of the hustlers inside the Democrat Party. I really don't think you're going to be all that courageous in fighting against that, because you personally are benefiting from that. Let me shorthand this for you. You're full of crap. Completely, totally full of crap. And I don't know where you were able to get a collection of sheeple like this. Germ tells me that he's had to trim all of the brainless, mindless, hooting, hollering, chanting, and clapping in these clips. It's outrageous. Germ, do we have time for cut number nine? If we do, let's hear cut number nine, please.
So now is the time to chart a new way forward. Now is the time to chart a new way forward. To build To build an America where everyone's work is rewarded and talents are valued, where we work with labor and business to strengthen the American economy, and where everyone has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead. So I thank you, North Carolina. We're going to get this done. And with your help, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. God bless you.
Wow. Talk about idiots. I mean, really just complete and total morons. Sheeple. I would be embarrassed. But then again, well, what can I tell you? All right, well, there you have it. Do you know what the official response was from President Trump's team? And I quote, "It's BS. Period. End of story." He's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. All right. Grocers around America are being accused of gouging their customers, price gouging. The vice president, so unbelievably incompetent, actually referred to it as price gauging. But, you know, we knew what she meant to say because we got a copy of the script. Forward, you know, right down that road to serfdom, to perdition, to communism. Just march down that road. You'll be just fine. Forward. Well, anyway. My dear friend Tom Leonard, who I can tell you right now is one of the most decent, honorable guys I've ever met, owner, operator of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market and Short Pump. Well, he's going to join us at 5:33 because I want him to let us know about all of this, quote, price gouging. Seems to me the research I've done shows that supermarkets operate on about a 2-3% profit margin. That seems to be the industry standard. And what would happen if all of a sudden you had Kamala Harris or another bureaucrat, an apparatchik in D.C. telling Tom or anybody in a supermarket, oh, no, that head of lettuce must be priced at $1 as opposed to something else. I mean, it's just craziness. So we'll get the inside look in a moment. It is 5:28, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.